is any in need among you, pray in the name of the Lord, the prayer of faith, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. In order to pray a prayer of faith, you need to be certain God loves you and wants to give you the desire of your heart, certain of how he wants to bless you more than you want to be blessed. In order to pray a prayer of faith, you need to be certain of God's integrity. God holds his word above his own name. He can't lie. Therefore, what he promises will be done. In order to pray a prayer of faith, you need to be certain of God's impartiality. God does not have favorites. He favors obedience. There is no thing God would do for Jesus that he wouldn't do for you. You are his joint heir. When you understand those three things and master believing it without doubt, your faith explodes exponentially into another dimension, and any promise God made is possible. What things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So forget not all his benefits. Have a look in God's artillery of promises to you. We have studied how much God wants to bless you and how much of a person of integrity he is. So when God says, I promise you this, if you will do that, he will see to it that his promise is fulfilled to you. And God has promised you he will supply needs, protection, wisdom, healing, his Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit in your character, and victory overcoming sin. Ask and you shall receive. God answers yes, yes, yes. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. Unto the glory of God by us. God gets glory when his promises are fulfilled in us. You have not because you ask not. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And whatsoever we ask of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. And it shall come to pass, the Lord will give you according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep his service. For thus saith the Lord, I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. You need to live your life like Abraham, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Ask and you will receive. Every good gift and every perfect gift from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes from the Father of lights. What does it mean by Father of lights? Well, Jesus said, we are the children of lights. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. now ye are light in the Lord, walk as children of light. You are one of the lights that the Father of lights is father of. And your Father gives good and perfect gifts. In fact, he loves you so much that he spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How much do you have to love someone to let the closest person to you, whom you love so dearly, be beaten brutally and crucified to die, just to save someone else who doesn't even deserve it or even show appreciation for it? That takes love beyond the ability you and I have to even begin to comprehend that. You can't even fathom that degree of love. Think about it for a moment. Would you do that for people who were nothing more than wretched, filthy sinners? Who spat at, cursed, mocked, disrespected, and ridiculed the precious person you sent as a gift to save them, and they treat that person terribly. And yet, despite all that, you are so loving, you say to those same wicked people, I am going to forgive you and make you righteous and take you home to live with me. That takes a lot of love. I'm sorry, but knowing this, you would fail miserably in attempting to convince me that if God was willing to give the most precious thing to him to be sacrificed in the most inhumane way just for me, that he wouldn't also with that also freely give me all things. If he was willing to give you the most valuable thing to him, don't you think everything else pales in comparison? If he gave his only Son, surely he will freely give you all things without a problem. If he gave his Son, trust me, he will give anything. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So all you have left to do is ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to those that ask him? God promises that he can't let you down, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. David once cried out, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. King David said, I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The just shall live by faith, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. God shows no favoritism. What others have seen happen for them, you can see happen for you. God has made it clear. He loves all, and he loves all equally. So it is up to you to meet the criteria he has established that those who see his goodness meet. And they are those who are willing and obedient and have patience. It is they who, after they have done the will of God, receive the promise. It is they who eat the good of the land and see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Yes, the promises of God are available to all, but they are not automatic. Once they are claimed, they have to be provoked into action by consistent obedience and unwavering faith. These are the three steps to seeing blessings overtake you and have all things added onto you. The good news is you only have to do two things, and God does the last one. Number one, you have to seek the word to find out what it says. Two, obey it. Number three, that's God's part, watch the blessings come on you and overtake you and experience all things being added onto you. You only have the first two parts to do, and God does the rest. How simple is that? Do I have scripture to prove that that is true? Absolutely. You'll see there are parts in blue. This is your part, and there are parts in red. That's God's part. Matthew chapter 6, 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." Meditate on those scriptures. Renew your mind with them often. And I guarantee you, your faith will be rock solid and unshakable. And you will be living in the manifestation of the promises God made. Just know that first, God loves you. Second, he can't compromise on his word. Third, he shows no favoritism. He loves you as much as he loves Jesus. And when you are fully persuaded of those three things, you will see fourth, you can believe and be convinced of anything God promised. And with your consistent obedience and unwavering faith, you will experience the manifestation of whatever his promise is. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 20 says, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." If you're not praying according to God's word, you're not praying. Going to God, demanding his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, saying, "Lord, you promised," is the most powerful thing you can say. As a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, as a child of the king, as joint heir with Jesus, you can place your demand on the promises of God, and they must, by law, be fulfilled. "Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me concerning the work of my hands, command ye me." You have to place the command for your rights to be fulfilled. You have not, because you ask not. "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him." God has to look for someone who will give him permission by surrendering of their will and the submission of their requests according to his will for him to have legal right to get involved in human affairs. Even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Jesus said, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, according to your faith, be it unto you. So God says, command ye me. You command me according to my promises, so I can do my will in this earth. How do you command? You ask. Ask, and it, whatever it is, shall be given unto you. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. The government officials of heaven, his angels, will employ every effort to meet your humble requests according to his promises. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. So my suggestion now is the same as earlier. Find the word and do the word and watch God perform. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. King David said, I delight to do thy will. O my God, thy law is within my heart. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Look at what Proverbs chapter 8 has to say. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they shall add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So I encourage you, therefore, to be determined to live a life of obedience. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. And by the way, just so you know, it continues, this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shewed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in his word, which is all you have, and thankfully, a living God who honors it. David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And since, according to John chapter 1, verse 1, God is also the Word, our mind will be kept in perfect peace when it stays focused on what God has promised rather than what is going on around us. God promises in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. David said, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God gives us his promise, bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. He shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You must believe. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. He will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days for ever and ever, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. When it comes to the promises of God, the most valuable advice I can give you is to practice this. See yourself in the promises God made. See yourself as if heavenly angels approached you and said, "The Most High, King of Kings, desires to meet with you. He has a special message for you, and he wants to deliver it to you personally." So they escort you to heaven, and there he is, the King of Kings, on his throne. And you fall flat on your face in awe and reverence him. Then he picks you up, and you notice he has a hand behind his back. And as he talks to you, he gives you a tour of heaven and tells you this will one day be your home if you will remain faithful. "But tell my people I'm coming, and be ready for me when I come." Now, I know you will have need of many things to help you in your mission. Then he looks you square in the eyes, and in the most reassuring, sincere tone of voice, he says, "Anytime you need anything, anything at all, no matter how big or small, call me, and I will give you whatsoever you ask." There's a catch, though, and he reaches behind his back and pulls out the most magnificent book you have ever seen. And he continues, "I've written this book for you personally. It tells you everything I'm willing to do for you. Anything you ask me must be according to what is written in this book. Whatever you ask in accordance with this, I will personally see to it that it is done." Now, each of these promises are for you personally. I have looked into your future, and I already know exactly when you will need each one of these promises. And as he points to this enormous golden warehouse, he says, "I have already taken the liberty of preparing every provision so that every one of the promises you claim will be fulfilled. And to receive them, all you need to do is meet my requirements in the instructions you will read and claim these promises, and they will be yours." Then he hands you the magnificent book, and he says, "Take this back to earth with you." Then he says, "Now before you go, I want to show you one last thing." And he shows you a golden censer. And you feel a tremendous heat come out of it. And out of it comes the most delightful smell you have ever smelt. Then you ask, "What is that?" And he says, "These are the fervent prayers of the righteous, which avail much. When you make your humble, fervent requests according to these promises I've given you in this book, this is how they will come before me. They are mingled with the merits of Jesus." That's the fragrance you're smelling. "Your petitions in his name, as you will read in John chapter 16, verse 23 of this book I've given you, will come before my face and to my ears, and I will grant your requests according to my will and timing. And then you are escorted back to Earth with the book that he gave you, your Bible. I want you to see yourself in those promises as if that story just happened. When you go into God's artillery of promises for you, as you open up your Bible, remember this story. Something similar happened to John the Revelator to show you what happens when you pray, so that you know your prayers actually reach the throne of heaven. Also, remember, when you pray, you are talking to a real person. John records, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand." When I pray, I believe I'm actually talking to someone, and that person is listening and willing to do as I ask. I'm talking to a real, tangible person, an actual person, and I'm talking to a real person who has vast resources, to whom all things are possible and nothing is too hard for. And this person has promised me whatsoever I ask, if I believe it, he will give it, and I will have whatsoever I ask. I'm talking to a person who always honors his word, whose word never fails. That's the type of person you are talking to, and it is a real person. Always bear that in mind when praying. You know, it came to mind when ex-devil worshippers that came out of darkness into light give their testimonies, they often become people of great faith. And it's because they used to pray or do things that invoked demon activity. Physical stuff would happen right before their eyes. So they come into the light knowing that supernatural forces are real working forces, and their activity can be somewhat directed by us and our faith in them, good and evil. So when these people come out of darkness into light, they know, since the evil they dealt with is real, God is not imaginary. He is real. He is a real tangible being. And they know that when they pray, they are talking to God, and he hears and acts. In fact, even before they called, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So when they make requests, they know things will happen, and that the things they see now are merely temporary, and that the just live by faith. Faith begins where the will of God is known, and what they ask for will be given. When you pray, encourage yourself in the Lord about God's willingness to perform his word, which serves his purpose, so you know he's going to perform it. When you claim his promise, say, "Lord, I know you are willing," and thank God as though you know what you requested is done already. Your prayers reach God's throne, and he answers your requests. David said, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him. I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou shalt save the afflicted people, but will bring down Hilux. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leapt over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his hand. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Remember, you have Jesus interceding for you in heaven. He has become your advocate. He lifts up those who believe in his name, and he has placed a treasure house of blessing at your demand. It's only the merit and righteousness of Christ that will avail anything. But this is placed on credit to your account. So whenever you pray, Jesus places his merit in the golden censer to offer up with your prayers, so that the prayers of his joint heirs might be mingled with the fragrant merit of Christ as they ascend before your Father in a cloud of incense. And because of this, you can call upon God at any moment and he answers, I am here. Your daddy, who loves you more than you can even begin to understand, hears every one of your humble prayers. Your voice of supplication unites with the voice of Jesus, your advocate, who the Father always hears. Therefore, let your prayers continually ascend to God. Jesus has given you his name to use. Ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. So use his name, and it will be like your passport to the heart of the Father, and it grants you access to all the riches of his grace. Amen. All right, so that's the end of module 4. I guess this means we're halfway through. Before I go, though, I'm going to leave you with a reading from my devotional reading. It's called Heavenly Places from the 28th of April. It says, the garden of God's promises. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. The promises of God are like precious flowers scattered through a garden. The Lord would have us linger over them, looking closely into them, taking in their loveliness, appreciating the favor God has bestowed upon us by making such rich provisions for our needs. Were it not for the contemplation of the promises of God, we could not understand the gracious love and compassion of God toward us, or realize how rich were the treasures prepared for those who love him. He would have the soul encouraged to repose in faith upon him, the only sufficiency of the human agent. We are to send our petitions through the darkest clouds that Satan may cast over us, and let our faith pierce to the throne of God, encircled by the rainbow of promise, the assurance that God is true, that in him is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The answer may appear to be delayed, but it is not so. The petition is accepted and the answer given when it is essential for the best good of the petitioner, and when the fulfillment of the request will work most for our eternal interest, God scatters his blessings along our path to brighten our heavenward journey. We are to come before the mercy seat with reverence, calling up to our mind the promises that God has given, contemplating the goodness of God, and offering up thankful praises for his unchangeable love. We are not to trust in our finite prayers, but in the word of our Heavenly Father, in his assurance of his love for us. Believing the promise of his unchanging love, we press our petitions to the throne of grace. Our faith may be tested by delay, but the prophet has given instruction as to what we should do. He says, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Wait upon the Lord. He has made the promise and is back of the assurance. He who hungers and thirsts after righteousness will be filled." Stay tuned for module number 5, Jesus Prayer Model. You're going to learn how you should construct your prayers. I'll be in touch soon.